You have to speak loudly. So
the Lord has three aspects: the impersonal Brahman, the Paramatma, and Bhagavan. And of these three aspects, the Brahman is impersonal, Bhagavan is personal, but I'm not sure how about Paramatma. Is Paramatma personal?
He's personal, but he doesn't manifest all personal qualities. Brahman manifests existence, sat, and Paramatma manifests sat and chit, and Bhagavan manifests sat, chit, and ananda. Paramatma is personal because he has form and is personally present, but he only manifests certain aspects of the Lord's personality. He's like a teacher. A teacher is very formal. You don't have any relationship with him. He just teaches. You can't. In fact, it's illegal in a school to have any type of relationship with a teacher other than that of a teacher. You can't all of a sudden become his buddy or have some type of intimate relationship with a teacher. It interferes with the teaching process. So Paramatma is also like that. And because he's his connection is not eternal, therefore that also sort of restricts the personal feature. His relationship is within this world alone, and it's also restricted as to what he teaches. He teaches tattva, doesn't really get into the realms of rasa. So he's the indwelling guru who guides us towards Krishna, who's full-fledged Bhagavan. Something else on that? Or?
Is it necessary to accept Diksha even if somebody remembers his previous life or his Diksha in his previous life?
Of course. You may remember your Diksha in your previous life, but that doesn't mean that you don't have to have Tasmat Guru Prapadyata. Krishna remembers all his lives, but he still accepted the spiritual master. So, what does Krishna say? He says, you can remember. You can't remember, but I can remember. So he remembers, but still he accepts the spiritual master. So in this life, we always have to accept the spiritual master and take Diksha. And what type of Diksha did someone take in past life? And from who did we take Diksha? So we may have accepted Diksha into different sampradaya. One may have accepted Diksha and received a different Diksha mantra and in a different line. So we want to be in Prabhupada's line, so we want to have Diksha coming down through from Srila Prabhupada. And that's one of the important aspects of Krishna consciousness, is that Giriraj Maharaj quoted that thing where Prabhupada says that there'll be an ISKCON in the spiritual world. So whatever the understanding of that is, it means that the groups in which we have the groups or the society or the relationships that we have focus and center or flow, center around or flow from Srila Prabhupada. Because even in the spiritual world, all living, even the perfected souls have different types of relationships and different moods. They have very specific moods of bhakti, moods of devotion. And just this year, we've developed our, established our relationship with Prabhupada. So we want to continue that mood of devotional service also in the spiritual world. Whatever Prabhupada's relationship is, in some way we want to extend that connection. And that that becomes the difference between different Gaudiya Vaishnavas, is that although they may be teaching the same thing and leading to the same thing, but still, like we're Rupanugas, we want to have, that's even a larger picture, we want to have the same mood, sharing the same teachings that come down from Rupa Goswami. Rupa Mudavirudhapa. And of course, we're Gaudiya Vaishnavas, so that means we're practicing Krishna consciousness in the way that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, not the way Ramanujacharya taught or Madhvacharya taught. His followers, they'll practice that brand of Krishna consciousness. And, that's our tradition. That's called the line or the parampara in the spiritual world. The parampara, it continues. And actually, Yom Kamapi, Rajakubi, Vishabhan, Ujaya. The preaching movement, because it's generally connected to Rupa Goswami, and Rupa Goswami is connected to Swarup Damodar Goswami. So, in the spiritual, it's connected to Lalita. She's the personality who's very much engaged in looking for other people to bring them into Krishna's pastimes. So that's called fidelity, that one has a certain type of fidelity. Fidelity means like faith. It means that you have a connection, a type of, just like a wife is chaste, she only has a connection with her husband. So, and whatever her husband provides, that's what she accepts. So her husband may not be very rich, like Sudama Vipra's wasn't very rich, but her wife remained chaste. She didn't go running off to someone else who is a rich person. So devotees have that conviction that whatever it is that we're received from Srila Prabhupada, we've sort of married Prabhupada. More specifically, Prabhupada actually saved us and brought us to Krishna and to this line of Krishna consciousness. So whatever Srila Prabhupada gives and however Srila Prabhupada gives, that's good enough for us. And the way Prabhupada gives Krishna consciousness, that's our fidelity, and we follow that, and we accept that. Last thing. So, Prabhupada had diksha in this life, but he took initiation. Why? Because it was just a formality. It wasn't really actually a serious connection with Parampara or with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was an official initiation where you receive some mantra. But the essence of mantra is not in the words, it's not in the diksha, it's actually in the relationship, in the line from whom we actually get it, and actually what is behind the intent, what is actually the realization or the purpose of the person who actually gives us the mantra. So the mantra may appear to be words, but according to who is vibrating it and who is giving it, it will actually carry a greater or lesser import or message. Hare Krishna. Okay, 9:30. Now it's